The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph. To bring out a point that we discussed in the previous shiur, to take this further, what we discussed in the previous shiur is that Legabi Aninus, which Aninus then carries Avelus, Aninus Deraisa, the Nihugim of 7 days of Avelus of Derabonon could be the first day of Avelus of Deraisa. But what we described is that there's two separate definitions in Halacha to what's going on. A is an emotional state of Aninus, which is Meisim Utlefonov. He's Potem Mitzvahs, he's Torud Be Asiyas Tzorch of Shomeis. That's a state of where he is, of who he is Be'etzim right now. We said that that's Menei Achilas Kochim. Even if there would be a Din of Yomtiv, the din of Yomtiv is doicha ninus, doicha avelus. That's only doicha, the halachic state, the dinim that are a byproduct of that state. The halacha imposes on somebody who is an oinin, he is b'mitzis noinin, he's meisim utlefonov. Halacha imposes dinim of aninus, a psul of aninus, dinim of what he can do, what he can't do, what he should be doing, what he shouldn't be doing. Those dinim anidcha, if the halachic state of today demands a different a state of regal, a state of simcha. The same thing by Avelus. We said Be'etzem, a person on Shabbos, Rechman Tzal, in the middle of Avelus, is a novel. The halacha is only that he's not noig the minhogim of Avelus. He doesn't have the dinim of Avelus. But he is Be'etzem a novel, so those dinim which are not having to do with anhoga klapechutz, but has to do with Be'etzem who he is, Dvarim Shebitzina, the halacha is our noig even by Avelus b'Shabbos. Let's take this into a different realm somewhat, something that comes up by us in the sugya. What's learned out by the Kehanim, the Parsha of Aaron HaKohen, is the mitzvah l'tamei krovim. The mitzvah l'tamei krovim is not just that a Kohen has a tchia on his Kedushas Kuna to be mitame, but the Rishonim understand the posuk in Parshas Emor that there's a mitzvah for a Kohen to be mitame himself l'krovim. The Rambam brings this mitzvah in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, in the beginning of Hilchos Avelus. The Rambam is mechadish furthermore that this din of Mitzvah L'tamei L'krovim, the Mitzvah to be Mitamei oneself to Krovim, is part and parcel of Hilchos Avelus. Avelus and the Mitzvah L'tamei Krovim are one and the same. What the Rambam seems to say in the beginning of Hilchos Avelus, which is the Pella, the Ravid, is Matmi on the Rambam, the Rambam seems to say that the Mitzvah is, the Chiddush is L'chayra, that a Kohen, who's not allowed to be mitame himself, is not allowed to be mitame himself, come into contact with Tumas Meis, is allowed to be mitame himself for Kroivim, for the Sheva Kroivim. The Rambam says that the mitzvah where he has to be mitame is only by a Kohen, who's mitame himself for Sheva Kroivim. A Yisroel, there's a chiv to go to a Levaya. Chiv to be malave, but it's not a chiv deraisa to be metame. A person is not mechuyiv, rachman tzlan, to be metame himself by a sibling's Levaya. A Kohen, who's normally not allowed to go to Levaya over here, not only is he allowed to, but he has to, he has a mitzvah say. The Ravid says, faked, if Kehanim, then for sure by Yisrael. The Ravid understands that that's an existential part of Kavod HaMetz, is to be metame. If there's such a mitzvah, then the mitzvah is for sure incumbent on Yisrael even more. So that's the chiddush of the Rambam. The famous kasha that's asked on the Rambam is the brisa that we have by us in the sugya, where it says Yisrael shohelach lishchut karm pesach. So it says that he was going to shech the karm pesach. It says that they were moinei him from going to a karm pesach. Why brings over here by Yosef Kohen, meis lemeis, they were metame him bal korcho. So Yosef Kohen, you could say, because of the Kohen, the Rambam would also be masking. But the brisa by us says Yisrael shohelach lishchut karm pesach. Yisrael, we're not talking about a Kohen. And still it says that they were metame in Bal Korchoi. According to Rambam, there's no chiv, there's no mitzvah. Explains the Nitziv, famous shtickel in the Hamek Sheila. The Nitziv says that what's this mitzvah to be metame l'kroivim? What does it mean? What is it telling us? The point is that the Kovid HaMes is mechayiv him to be metame. He says by a normal person who could go to a Levaya, For him to be mitame, he could be in the chaver kadisha for the same price. He could be mitame by anybody. Is there more of a covered ames if he's mitame by his sister Rachman Tzal's Levaya than by anybody else? Hare, he goes to Levaya. See, when is this Levaya also? Oyba Zoyne is not mechuyiv. The covered ames is not mechayiv by a regular kohen who normally is poyush min ames, is poyush min tumas mes. For him, the covered ames is that the kroivim of this person associate themselves, are part of the experience of the mes. They're part of, that's why it's part and parcel of avelus, because avelus is, the Rishonim say, is an identification with the mes. It can't be that a person loses a close relative and he goes on living. To a certain extent, something of him, because of his close association with that person, has died with that person. Of course, we go on living. We go further. Avelus is 7 days, 30 days, a year, but then we go further. We're not allowed to mourn excessively. But the mechayiv of avelus is to identify with the state of the mess. The covenant of mess is for his relatives to be metame, even though normally they're muvdalu mufrash b'kedushaseyem b'kedushaseh shalayin, from being mitame, from being affiliated with Misa. Over here, they are affiliated with Misa. Zehu kvoide shalames, by a normal person, for a normal Yisrael to be mitame, it's not saying anything, it's not an identification, because he could go to any Levi if he wants. That's the Netziv. Well, the Netziv is miyashiv, that over there, by Yisrael shalom lishchayit, where over there, the din is they will mitare themselves for regal. And he was planning on not going to Levi, he'd run away like he'd run away from fire, because he had a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Over there, since he was gonna not be metame, since he's in a state of being a Korban Pesach, over there he'd be mechuyev Korban Pesach, would be mechayev him to identify to be metame. He's not a regular person who casually could go or not go to a levaya where there would not be a mitzvah. Adkan Dvorov, Shulchan Tziv. Want to find an interesting smach? There's a famous question. There were those that wanted to say that Kahanim are allowed to go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Kibbutz Tzaddikim are not metame. Whole question about going to Makom Zakdoshim, going to Kever Ocho, going to Hebron, going to Miron, and the source that the Kever of a Tzaddik is not metame. One of the sources, there's such a lashon Zoya Kibbutz Tzaddikim metame, but that's al pi derech Nisto l'chayin halacha. A kever of a tzaddik is metame. If you would eat truma, he'd be chayv misa v'day shemayim. Because the same way, if you would eat truma in any state, after touching any mess. One of the sources is, the Gemara says, several places, that when the Nesiyim were nifta, Nesiyim in Eretz Yisrael, all of Klai, so they would be, they would force even Gedor Le'adar to be metame themselves, everybody would be metame. Ein tumah b'yayim hazeh, it says, by Rebbe, botlo tumah, There was no zehirus in tumah. Even the kahanim as a shteiter, even the kahanim were metame themselves. Chayu would seem to indicate that there's no tumah because the kahanim were metame themselves. Not metame. They're not even on an iser. There's no iser to kivrei tzaddikim. What the svarim explain is that this raya is not necessarily true. The pshat is that by a nasi, since a nasi is affiliated with everybody, identification is mechayiv. Everybody in Klai, so without that, is Pashach Chassam Kovin Ames. To the point, we would be dumb into Mes Mitzvah. What's a Mes Mitzvah? Somebody whose body is not being disposed of with the proper Kovin. Kovin Ames is Doicha Tumas Kain. Is Doicha the Mitzvah of Kedusha's Kain. But normally it's not Tumas Ames. You could have somebody else bury him. By Kroivov, over there it's, so to speak, he's the Kroivim of Mokhuif to be Metame, because the affiliation with the Mess is Mokhuif to be from those that are close to the Mess, the Kroiv. By a Nossi, since Kol B'nai Yisrael Kroivov, by a Tzadik Ador, so Mamele, the Gabi the Levi, the Kovid Mess is Mechayim, being part, being Metame. But not that later on, after the person was buried, the Kivit Tzadikim is not Metame. That's just an interesting aside as far as this Yisoid is true. Now, let's say a chiddush of the Tshuvas V'Shev Ya'akoyin. V'Shev Ya'akoyin is one of the G'dayli Ador of 250 years ago. V'Hamagirov, and he's mechadish. The halacha is the mufush and shulchan aruch that a koton is not mechuyiv in avedus. Rachmana litzlan, a child loses a close relative, a sibling, a parent, lo aleinu. The koton is not mechuyiv in the dinim of avedus. Emotionally, we include the cotton as much as he is capable of in the Avelus, but the Maisi is not mechuyiv in the dinim of Avelus. Why is the cotton? It's not mechuyiv in mitzvahs. It says in Shavakoyin that if the Rambam puts together the mitzvah, the Isser L'tamei L'kroivov, the Mechiv L'tamei L'kroivov, together with Avelus, if he's not Mechuyim in Avelus, the Koyen Kotten is not allowed to go to his mother's Levaya. He's not allowed to be metamei by his mother's Levaya. Rachman L'slan, a child, a Kotten, loses his mother, a 10-year-old child, and he's not allowed to be by the Levaya, at least under the same oil as his mother, because if he's not be Avelus, then he's not part of Tumas Kroivim. As I stated in Shuvas V'shava Koyen, his father will be Mechuyim, Lahafish G'daylim. His father, by the Avelus, by the Levaya, will have to send his son outside. Lemaisa, it doesn't seem to be so. This should be a halacha that should be mefurish in the poskim. It's not brought in the poskim. What would seem to be lule, divim divishov hakoyin, would be, is that it could be it's not mechuyiv in the maisa Avelus before. This goes back to the distinction we said. A person could be in a state where that's his emotional state, and then there's the dinim that are chal virov, the dinim that are teitzah, that's chal on him, the chiyuvim that are chal on him because of that state. We said an oinin is an emotional state, is also teit b'kotchim. And then the dinim that's chal on him, a psul legabi kotchim, because of that state, he's not allowed to be oivin, and so on and so forth, the dinim and aninus, and that we said nafkimino legabi yomtiv, legabi koyin godl. Over here we'll say it like this, a koyin kotchim is not mechuyiv in the nihugim, in acting the part of an oval. It's not mechuyiv in mitzvahs. But is he an oval? Of course he's an oval. An 11-year-old child that loses a chmal and son of parent is not an oval? Of course he is. If he is, then the kovid ames includes him. If it includes him, then avada his tum is nitcha. Because tumas hakoyin, kedushas kuna is nitcha klape kovid ames, like we said. The kovid ames of the kroivim. Then he's part of that, and his kedusha is also nitcha klape the mess. He identifies that he's part of the mess. The fact that he's not noyig avelus befoil, because not mechuyiv mitzvus, doesn't change his state, his existential emotional state. In that sense, he's avada, he's an oval. If he's an oval, avada, he's part, and his kedusha is nitcha klape kovid mess, and that's why the poskim don't bring this chiddush of the Veshov Hakoy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.